Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From the 36th Ward, Alderman Gilbert Villegas joins us. Alderman John Williams, you're on the air. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for having me, sir.
What the hell is this ward of yours? What the heck is that?
I'm not sure. There's been a lot of creative. I can say Chicagoans have been very creative as to what they see there with this map. But I'll tell you, it's a loss for Chicagoans, a loss for fair map advocates, and really a loss for the Latino community. That's what it is.
The 36th Ward. Now, has this map been voted on and approved? I mean, is this in fact going to be your new ward?
It hasn't been voted on yet, but all indications are that it will be, because typically what you're looking for when you're passing a map is 41 votes. And my understanding is that they have 41 plus votes to pass this new ward reapportionment.
I'm reading from Block Club Chicago. Under the proposed ward map unveiled Monday, your ward is a stick-like 7-mile-long diagonal line tracing Grand Avenue from Damon Avenue to Oak Park Avenue. As such, it's become a source of jokes on social media. It really is like just a diagonal stick, a pool noodle, you get it, going from the northwest to the southeast with a bubble on each side. So I could see a cartoon of you just kind of straddling the thing in the middle, holding on for dear life to keep your head above water. Who lives in this long, elongated area? What is that community like?
Yeah, or you could see me lifting it up as barbells.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's a better description of it.
That's a better description. And so, so you have on the far northwest side of the city, parts of Belmont Craig and parts of Dunning and Hermosa, which are communities that I represent now and I've represented for the last two terms.
Demographically, are those old or young? Are they black? Are they white? Are they Latino?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's primarily Latino. Heavy Latino, and a younger age. It's a mix of immigrants, middle class, some first responders as well. And then there's a long center line, which I haven't looked at yet. I'll have to take a ride either this week or next week to see how the boundaries look like. And then my understanding is on the far east side is the Ukrainian village, parts of Ukrainian village on the far east.
Maybe the geography of these things doesn't matter so much as it used to. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that? You know, we're all so connected in different ways. Maybe your ability to do a foot patrol isn't as important now as that's a bunch of people, represent them. And it doesn't matter where they live.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I can tell you that. And that's exactly what I intend to do. The reality is that in 2019, I was one of only four aldermen in the city of Chicago to run unopposed. And the reason why I ran unopposed is because of the fact that our office handles constituent services and social services to the point where my ward, my community, rewarded me with another term without an opponent, so one of four. So I know how to get the job done. And so whether this is the final outcome, I'm still going to serve the constituents. And quite frankly, the reality is that during COVID, when people were looking for assistance, my office helped as many people as possible because people were hurting. And so our office knows how to service people, and we plan to do it whether it's this variation or any other.
But you did say this is an insult to the Latino community. Why did you say that?
Well, I say that because what you saw is for the second decade in a row, the Latino community growing. The Latino community is only 40,000 away from being a plurality. And the Census Bureau actually put out a report that said that there was an undercount of the Latino community by 5.5% across the country. And so if you were to use those numbers, in theory, Latinos could be the plurality in the city of Chicago today. And as a result of that, what we've been advocating for is fair representation that reflects the census data and the Voting Rights Act in accordance with state statute and really with federal law. And so the fact that we have 14 wards when we could have an additional one, and the 14 that we have currently under this proposal, puts two wards at jeopardy because of the fact that they're just above 50%. And we all know that with gentrification, there's a possibility that that ward could be less Latino over the next decade, meaning that we would lose population. And the reason why it's an insult is because, you know, other wards, other segments of the city's population used Latino communities backfill in order to prop up their numbers. And that's just not right.
Well, it is a good visual demonstration of the marginalization, maybe, of your community, or at least the attempt to do that. But I've also wondered if, in fact, if you say dilute the numbers, boy, this sounds so gross to put it this way, but if you spread the Latino representation out into disparate districts or wards, I wonder if that doesn't sort of homogenize the city, homogenize the city council. There will still be a Latino flavor there, but instead of concentrated, it'll be more spread out. And maybe in a way, that's a good thing too. You know, people are people.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think that under the Voting Rights Act, the fact that it has to, the Voting Rights Act says that the population has to have the ability to have an opportunity to elect a person from that community. At the end of the day, John Q. and Jane Q. citizens determine who the representative is going to be.
Yeah.
So in my ward, I have a heavy Polish and a heavy Caucasian population.
Right.
And as a result of that, because I deliver services, I did not get an opponent because they understand that whether I'm black, white, Latino, all they're concerned with the services. And so I deliver them. But, you know, the population growth is more about making sure that we have the opportunity to elect. And we thought that we should have had 15, but we'll have to settle for 14 and have to have this battle again in another 10 years as the population continues to grow.
Yeah, no kidding. I got 30 seconds left, Alderman. Yeah. How are you going to vote on the casino?
Oh, I'm still trying to analyze it. I mean, we had some hearing this week, a marathon hearing this week, and we're still trying to analyze what we're going to do here. I think it is being a little rushed. I can tell you that we need the revenue, but I just want to make sure we're getting it right.
Well, you've long been an advocate for the mayor on the city council. I think she's misplayed the city council on this one. Do you think that Lori Lightfoot's made it harder to get this casino passed?
I think that when you put a committee together and then we meet once and then all of a sudden you make a selection, I think it questions the whole committee's authority, right?
Yeah.
And that's been the problem. I think that we should have had more committee meetings, have everybody have the ability to present, and then another meeting to make a decision and then go from there.
36th Ward Alderman Gilbert Villegas, what a pleasure to talk to you today. Let's do it again soon, okay?
You got it, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet.